Do you enjoy watching other players in your position that are, you know, at top level like that too?
I love watching them, especially when they're a lot younger. You know, he's young. He looks good. You know, it's funny. He reminds me of myself when I was younger. But I think he's coming on even quicker than I did.
When you were coming into the league, was there somebody that you looked at and said, hey, I want to kind of be like that guy too?
I mean, I played with two of them. So, I mean, those are my two guys.
And those were the two?
Yeah, Deion Sanders and Dell Green.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean.
That's what Afonso was saying about you too. So.
Yeah, he got one. I had two. I'm luckier than he is.
Do you have to tell, speaking of Afonso, any of these young guys that, because everyone says, hey, in the NFL anything can happen. You need to preach that to them, or does experience like the Redskins game pretty much show them that you can't take any teams?
That game should prove right now. It should know that, you know, but, you know, every week you kind of do have to remind them because you really don't know what they're thinking. You know, you're just trying to get to know them as a, you know, professional and as a person. Just got to make sure that they stay into the game and stay into the season. Take it day by day. Every day is important. I mean, you try to preach as much as you can.
It's about Elvis. I mean, he's now closing in on the all-time Broncos sack record. And you think teams would figure out how to stop him. And what is it about him? They haven't been able to.
Well, when you got a guy that's that good and that motivated, you know, it's going to be tough. I don't care what you do to him. I mean, that's like a number one receiver. You know, it's hard to stop him. You look at Reggie Wayne, put up big numbers every week. Double team coverage, it doesn't matter. But, you know, I put Elvis in that same field. When you got a guy that great, he's going to make plays.